This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. And yes, a little NFL after yesterday, week 11, almost in the books. We get one more tonight. With the Texans and the Cowboys, that is
gonna be a good.
It's gonna be ugly. It's gonna be really ugly.
the battle for Texas.
Oh.
Well, you know, that's the Houston. That Houston's the team in Texas now.
Are they America's team now?
The Texans? No. Who is America's team? Chiefs?
Nah, America.
Is it the Lions?
No.
When I say America's team, I mean like the team that people are going to watch the most and or want to win.
Yeah, when I think of America's team, I think of the one that's super annoying, like the Cowboys were.
So maybe it's the Chiefs.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, they're on TV every week.
I'm not personally annoyed by the Chiefs, though. I know a lot of people are. I'm probably in the minority.
I agree with you. I'm not either. Like I mean, I like Andy, and I like Mahomes.
I was annoyed by the Patriots. For all that time?
I think people are starting to reach that with the Chiefs. I'm not there yet, but we're starting to get
they're
there.
They're tired of people, like they're tired of them winning.
Yeah, well,
that's
of course.
What it is. Everybody likes the underdog.
Yeah. I think like the Lions are kind of like America's darling.
That's a good way to put it.
Instead
the Lions.
Oh.
Like if you ask the average fan who doesn't have a dog in the race, right? Like who do you want to win?
Detroit's been down for so long.
Well, yeah,
I think a lot of people are like.
That's what I was thinking.
It's like when the Cubs were trying to win the World Series in 16.
They've been down bad for so long.
Yeah, American team to me is like the team that wins so much, rubs it in your face, super pompous, and like you just want to knock them down. Could be the Chiefs.
The Chiefs are the close thing. By the way, let's start there. Chiefs go down yesterday, first loss of the season, 30-21. Josh Allen on a 4th-and-2 runs it in. From about 20-something yards
with
away
conviction.
To seal the game. That was a great game. That was as good of a regular season November game as you're going to get in the NFL. It felt like a playoff game. So the Chiefs lose. They're 9-1. And the Bills are 9-2. And Hugh, I think you said this this morning when we talked about it. It was a great win for the Bills. But now the real challenge is they got to do it again in January.
I wonder how the Bills Mafia felt when they got that win.
It felt good, but...
Because you know, but like, damn, we probably going to see him in the playoffs.
We got to do it again. We got to beat him twice.
Yeah. So much so that they woke up this morning, I saw things like, have the Bills finally figured out the Kansas City? Yeah, it's the regular season. We'll see.
So I believe they've beaten them four straight times in the regular season. Like, we've danced this dance
before. But don't beat them when it matters.
Yeah. I think they would this year.
Yeah, you think? You hope?
No, I think...
You hope they beat them this year.
No, because not even. I like the Chiefs, so like it's not even that. I think they would.
I think this is their best chance. Yeah. This feels like they're the most built for January. They run it better now. I like this Bills team
like,
a
the
lot.
Thing about last season that we all sort of underestimated with the Chiefs was that Mahomes could kill you. Like, he was sort of sneaky, like, oh, the offense isn't playing well, but Patrick Mahomes is still playing great himself.
You think he's playing garbage?
He's not playing well at all this year.
But when we get to January, will he play better? Because he turned it on last year.
He might, but I also think he was a little, like, he's actually, like, kind of bad this year.
I just think, like, if I had a bet on who's going to make the Super Bowl in the AFC, I'd still bet the Chiefs.
Yeah.
They're going to get Pacheco back.
I wouldn't.
You'd bet the Bills?
Yeah.
How much you putting on it?
$2, Hugh.
$2. That's a man speaking my language.
Yeah, that's a sad
bet. Made me a $2 parlay today.
Win 14 on the Bills. Wow. Well, okay, so we got the Bills yesterday winning and beating the Kansas City Chiefs. The other thing we got yesterday is some news. After the Lions took apart the Jacksonville Jaguars, Mike Florio, listen to this as we are now officially, and I feel down about this
because
I like this guy so much. We're on Doug Watch. Doug is on borrowed time in Jacksonville, and listen to who could be his replacement.
Well, Maria, before the season started, team owner Shad Khan said, "This is the best team the Jaguars have ever assembled. Let's prove it by winning now." So here we are, 2-9. Worst loss today in franchise history. Bye week coming up. Doug Peterson was asked after the game about the possibility of being fired. He said, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And it could happen soon. Now, what about the guy that put together the best team ever assembled? General manager Trent Baalke. I've talked to several people throughout the league, and there's a belief in some circles. He could potentially survive into next year as part of a package deal that would reunite him with someone he worked with back in 1998, 1999 with the New York Jets. That coach is available. He's won a few Super Bowls. His name is Bill Belichick.
How about that?
Bill Belichick in Jacksonville?
Belichick to Jacksonville rumors.
That would be crazy.
By the way, he mentioned the 98 Jets, the team that traded Hugh Douglas to Philadelphia.
98 Jets. Did she do anything for us?
They had a nice little run, too, that 98 year. I think they went to the AFC Championship game.
They did.
Yeah. I wasn't there.
That being the worst loss in Jaguars franchise history seems unreal.
I know,
because of how bad they've been.
They've had some bad teams.
Were they the ones that got destroyed by Marino in this final? It was like 60.
No, they destroyed Marino.
Oh,
that was when they were good, when they were in title games. But no, they've had some bad ones. They've had some bad teams the last decade. Yeah, that was bad.
But, yeah, hold on a second. But the first part of that struck me. Shad Khan thinks this is the best team that they've assembled down there?
Come on, athletically.
Yeah, but they're not close.
Is he on drugs?
They had two teams in title games. Three. They went to three title games, actually.
Is he on drugs?
He must be.
I don't know. I never really thought about it like
that. I shouldn't say they're completely like void of talent. Like, they have Brian Thomas. They have some good players, but
I think Travis Etienne's pretty decent.
He's all right.
They just feel like you don't look at the Jags and like, wow, that's a great collection of talent. All they need is a coach.
They're not bad. Look, Doug hasn't done a very good job the last year plus, obviously.
Odds that Bill Belichick would actually consider the Jags?
Slim and none.
So I disagree on that. He's taking a job this offseason. It was pretty embarrassing what happened in last time. I don't think, do I think the Jags are his first choice? No. But if the Jags are the only offer, you think that he's not going to take a job again for a second straight year?
I think he'll entertain. I don't think he is really that pressed to have a job.
Oh,
because didn't he have a Halloween picture where he caught a mermaid? Coach Belichick's winning.
He's going to have that mermaid whether he's coaching or not.
Do you really think that he has so much more time on his hand? He's cosplaying at 70.
Wait a second.
At 70 years old, it's a good point.
He's living his best life right now.
Don't think for a minute.
You guys are missing something.
That this costume was just for Halloween. They probably dress up in a different costume every night.
Here, this is a family
cosplay.
Show.
I'm just saying.
Family show?
Don't act like, but it's not far-fetched what I'm saying.
No, but the visual of Bill in costume is what I'm trying to. People just ate lunch.
What do you think? He dressed up like Batman or somebody?
Oh,
Superman?
God. Oh, God.
The Cape Crusader.
It's getting worse and worse.
Wait a second. The kids left the studio when you started after dark.
He's dressing up like that every day.
You think Belichick is going to not take a job and just let the wins record go away because he has a girlfriend?
How old is his girlfriend? 20 what?
Well, he can take another year off.
20 what?
Another year off? Guys,
wait,
can we be real without being harsh? How many years does he have left?
And he's going to live those years blissfully.
Right, but my point is, if you don't take a job at 73, he doesn't have,
Man, listen.
The end is near, guys.
You think about the upper room?
Bill Belichick.
Of course you
do. Is enjoying talking about football, and he going home to whatever, how old his girlfriend is.
I bet you.
And has not a care in the world.
$2. That he is coaching a team next season.
I'll take that $2 bet.
$2.
I guarantee you.
But he's got a lot of $2 bets.
He can have the girlfriend and
the
team.
No, but not the kind of time that he has with her now.
You guys are underestimating ego here. Andy Reid's going to pass. If Andy Reid wins it this year, I know Kyle's down on the Chiefs for this moment. If Andy Reid wins it this year, that's a three-peat for Andy. No coach has ever done that. You know what the take is the day after the Super Bowl. Andy Reid is now the greatest coach of all time.
And Bill Belichick is probably going to be asked the question. He'd be like, you know what? He'd probably say yes.
No shot. He comes back to coach. There's no way he's going to just roll over.
I want my $2 in pennies, too.
You got it.
I want it in pennies.
He's coaching.
Why would you want that?
Because I make it hard for him to get 200.
It's going
to
be harder for you. Take him home.
I need to put him in my piggy bank.
Well, one team he could coach, one of the teams that is potentially up for an opening, would be one about 90 minutes north of us. He has a history with, and they made a quarterback change this morning. Daniel Jones out. And Hugh, Tommy Cutlets is back in.
The only thing I think about Tommy Cutlets is how he tried to fleece that pizza shop. That was his his greatest achievement in my mind, or attempt. He had tried to attempt this robbery, the pizza spot, the mom and pop spot. That was crazy.
Tried to cash in on his 15 minutes of fame.
No, it wasn't him. Let me take that back. It was his manager.
The agent manager?
Yeah, his manager.
Who was right out of Central Casting, that manager?
What's his name again? Like Sean Stilato or Sean, I think something super.
Something like that.
Tried to fleece the pizza spot, man. That's terrible.
I just want to know if you guys are excited for Cooper Rush versus Tommy DeVito on Thanksgiving.
Are you kidding me? Of course I am. Going to be tuned in. Hopefully by then I have some furniture.
I hope I'm asleep.
It's the perfect time to go eat Thanksgiving dinner and hang out with your family.
It's a good point. So I think not everyone does something different, like when you serve the meal on Thanksgiving. I think you got to plan it for right at kickoff at that game.
How bad do you have to hate your in-laws
to watch Giants Cowboys?
The problem is, and I don't even hate my family. I actually love my family. I'm probably going to be watching it.
Well, you have to have a bet on it. I can't watch that game without betting on it. I'll bet on defensive touchdowns. I mean, like on both sides.
Yeah, that's crazy. Who you bet to win that one?
You take neither.
You just bet the money.
You take an over under or something.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was about to say. Because that's a coin flip.
You could bet on interceptions.
Yeah.
But those two? That might be the way to go.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We could assemble a little hate watch parlay.
Yeah, we had to put that parlay. Yeah, I'll take that one.
Last thing, NFL yesterday, Jets lose again as Aaron Rodgers has a worse winning percentage
as a
Jets quarterback.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
He has a worse winning percentage than Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson did as a Jet. It's embarrassing that they are that bad, Hugh. Like they stink.
I'm happy for him. I really am.
For Aaron.
Yeah, it couldn't happen to a nicer person, man. The way he threw his receiver under the bus the last time he was out there, like he was the fault, he was the problem. They've been looking since he's been there for scapegoats. Now I guess it's time to look in the mirror.
Yeah, it's him.
It's time to look in the mirror, man. You went out there and they got your boy, Devontae Adams, and you know he did the rah-rah speech. Y'all still took an L. Seriously, you threw the receiver under the bus the week before that, got him out of town, still took an L. So now it's time to look at the man in the mirror. I wonder what that conversation is like when he goes in the office and he's talking about what everybody else ain't doing. And the coach looking at him like this, Joe, is saying, for real? Is that the problem? Are you sure, Aaron? Are you sure? You dead ass sure that that's the situation?
Wasn't he the one saying that they needed to be more accountable?
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's what you asked. Like, so on this play here, who do you think is the problem? I wonder what he says when they ask him that. So, yeah. So, couldn't happen.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I wanted to, could I throw in something about what we saw yesterday?
Yeah.
I wish so badly that we could have the Niners on our schedule this year.
Get them?
Yeah, like they caught us slipping last year when we were sort of in our downturn and they were all like, see, told you about the NFC Championship game. We could have turned it around and put a nice whooping on them this season because we feel like It doesn't it feel like had the Niners ran through our warm-ups like they did last year, if they did that this year, it would be a brawl before the game,
yeah,
as opposed to just letting them walk all over us.
And it'd be a win for the Eagles because they're not good right now.
Like, I'd want to smoke with the 49ers right now, rub it in stupid Debo's face. Like, I wish so badly that we had the opportunity to kick the Niners' ass this year.
So they're not looking good right now, but it could happen. That division is pretty bad. 9-8 could win it. They could sneak in like the Eagles got in last year, but not playing well.
Oh, I want
that would
so
be fun.
Bad.
That would be fun.
We should wear black, all black, our black Eagles uniforms.
To the Niners funeral?
Yeah.
I like that.
That would be awesome.
I like that. All right, the NFL yesterday, we got to watch it with the Eagles off. Obviously, the big thing here was the Lions winning 52-6. And I do believe they're one notch above the Eagles right now in the NFC. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Our midday show Twitter poll today, are the Eagles in the same class as the Detroit Lions? We have right now 64% saying yes, and then 95% on this poll, should Giglio do the right thing and admit he was wrong about Saquon Barkley? How do you think the vote is going on that one?
Oh, is it my favorite too?
Yeah, 95%.
Yeah.
95.5.
People have spoken, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
People have spoken.
Well, I told you, when the Eagles win their 12th game, I will concede it's over. And then
the 12th game, okay.
Because they won 11 last year.
No, I got you. I got you. So one more than they won last year. Got you.
Then obviously it made
the difference. I respect that. I respect the fact
that you have to respect. You dug in for a whole year on defense.
But we ain't talking about me today. We talking about you.
I know that. I'm just saying.
My day coming, but we talking about you today.
Oh, I think your day happened already. Neil in the Northeast. What's up, Neil?
Yeah, well, definitely you have to concede. They definitely have two more wins against the Giants and the Cowboys. That should be over the first quarter.
I agree on that. So that should be an easy 10. We also got the Panthers. So that should be 11 without anything else.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Right. And then I think they should really, defensively, they're ahead of the Rams. Even Stafford's a good quarterback. And the Ravens, Eagles, the Ravens are going to give up a decent amount of points. So. And then you got Pittsburgh and the Eagles, both 8-2, and Pittsburgh's been playing pretty good defensively.
No, they have.
So I don't really think you have a dominant team in the NFL. I mean, I slightly put Detroit ahead because they're playing in the North, with Green Bay and Minnesota, and then they face it, the Cowboys and the Giants are awful, so.
Oh, they're bad, really
bad.
Yeah,
but I definitely agree with Lincoln Financial would be the better place to play them there. And then the gambling that Campbell does, sometimes they make going for it on fourth down too much, they hurt them. That actually cost them against the 49ers last year. So.
Yeah, if we get that as a playoff game, Neil, watching Sirianni and Campbell, depend on how they go about fourth downs would be fascinating because they're both, by nature, very aggressive. All right, Neil, what do you got for us? All-time debates.
Briefly, I think Howard's wrong. I think you got to get rid of Walker, and I agree with you got to get a closer, maybe putting Turner in the outfield. But I'm not sure about Alex Boone because he lost his confidence in the end, like defensively. But he still could give you 100 RBIs and is one of the better hitters. So it could be interesting with him or Brayman. And hopefully maybe Crawford's ready to come in like with the outfield too if he hits for average, there. So.
Yeah, he might not be that far away. All right, Neil, what do you got for us in terms of all-time debates?
Okay, well, I'll go between, I'll go with Sonny Hill. Chamberlain, Gordon, 48 minutes, 50 points a game, 20 rebounds. I'll still go Chamberlain over Jordan.
So a Chamberlain-Jordan all-time debate in terms of the best player. I actually thought it was going to go Wilt against Russell.
Yeah, that's the one we talked about in the break room.
That was the original NBA GOAT debate before, the Jordan and then LeBron
came
in.
How many titles Bill got, like 30?
A lot, yeah.
Yeah, he got a ton.
Yeah, way more than Wilt did.
13, right? 12, 13?
It might be that number feels accurate, or at least it's close.
It's a lot. It has a lot.
Well, that was the whole thing with those two. One was the winner, and one was probably the better overall player.
Because if I'm not mistaken, shout out to Sonny Hill. I hear him telling stories about playing with Wilt at somewhere. I can't remember exactly where it was, but I hear him telling stories about playing with Wilt. And he would talk about all the time how good of a player he was.
I'm looking at, I see 11 rings for, okay. 11 titles in 13 seasons. 13 was the season's 11. I mean, 11 out of 13 is
that is crazy.
It's remarkable. Let's go to Scott in King of Prussia. What's up, Scott?
Greetings, gentlemen.
How you doing, Scott?
Doing well. How nice is it that we have an athlete to come into Philadelphia, regardless of the team, and play their absolute very best in our uniform. Think about how that doesn't happen very often, right?
Usually it goes the other way, or it's like the hype is so big that they just can't live up to it. It's pretty rare what we're watching with the Saquon thing. I agree with you there.
Yeah, and he's playing, in my opinion, the best that he's obviously ever played, and I also think he's the top running back in the league this year. If you take away the tush push, probably add about 10 TDs at least to his...
Oh, you mean the fact that... Jalen is taking his touchdown.
Yeah, Scott, I don't know if you saw the story. Yesterday morning, NFL Network put out a story about Saquon's contract incentives, and I guess his agent, you know, they did do a good job because they didn't build any incentives in for touchdowns. The incentives Saquon has are for yards and for how well the team does. So he gets, you know, 250,000 or five or whatever it is, you know, based on his yards and how good the team is over the course of the year. But usually in those running back contracts, they put touchdowns. But they must have realized, like, you know, we know what's going to happen. Tush push on the one-yard line. But other than that, I mean, he's done everything.
I think their agent was probably so happy that he was leaving the Giants that they would have taken a lesser deal to go just about anywhere.
Yep.
You know, I mean, just think about if Saquon Barkley had gone to a team with an average, not even below average, but an average offensive line and then came to us at this point, we'd be talking about him in a different light, I think.
Well, we'd be saying Hall of Famer. I mean, we'd be saying he's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think by the time he's done, he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
He has a real chance. Yeah, if you had asked me 2 years ago, I would have said it's kind of going off the rails because of injuries and he was kind of lost in New York. But now him being rejuvenated, he definitely has a chance.
Yeah, and I was saying if you take away Jalen, the tush push, and you add 10 TDs, I think he is the MVP. And I think that the voters who vote for the MVP, Joe, I know you said they're real people, but I think they're real stupid, actually. I think that they fall into patterns. They fall into patterns of guys that have been voted for in the past, and they ignore sometimes what's going on in that year.
I agree. I also think...
That sounds about right.
I also think they are afraid to be called out, like, because it becomes public who they vote for. And, Scott, right, if there's 50 voters, let's say 10 of them deep down are saying, you know, maybe I would give it to a running back. They don't want to get ripped on by all the people who would say, what are you doing voting? I think it becomes almost like they're afraid to vote maybe the way they think.
I think you're totally right on that. I think it's unfortunate. I think that they should be the ones that are actually leading the charge for change. The last thing I want to say, quick Phillies point, and then I'll get off because I'm up against the break. As long as the Phillies commit to Trey Turner at shortstop, they're not going to win the World Series. The simple thing to do is to flip Turner and Stott. And if that doesn't happen, it's just unforgivable.
Scott, I agree with you. It's so obvious and it's so disappointing that it's right there. And they seemingly are afraid to do it. All right, Scott, what do you got for us in terms of an all-time debate?
Oh, sorry. Did anybody say the chicken or the egg, which came first?
No.
Okay.
Holy
Scott,
cow,
it's
Scott.
That is a big one.
That was
Scott.
A heater call.
Yeah,
Scott.
Scott, appreciate it.
I put the awareness to know he was up against the break.
Wow.
Too.
Well, that adds to the call there.
Set up the hot stove summit show tomorrow.
That's
and
right.
And then with a contender for the best answer.
Yay.
I mean, chicken.
Nice day.
Chicken or the egg is a good one.
What came first?
Chicken.
Yeah.
Well, the egg. I mean, the egg had to come first.
Not necessarily.
He said,
well, how'd the chicken get here?
Evolution.
Evolution from what?
A cell.
Well,
you got any evolution thoughts?
I ain't got nothing to do with this one. I don't feel like having this argument with Kyle because you know Kyle's dug in.
No, I'm just wondering.
That's why he threw it out there and you took the bait because you know he about to go.
Once in a while, you drop more knowledge on us than we knew you had. I mean, you're a stockbroker.
Listen,
I didn't know if you had evolution thoughts.
I don't feel like with this one today.
I mean, it was probably the egg.
Yeah, I think it's got to be the egg. All right, 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles in the same class, the Lions? Plus, on Mondays, Hugh usually breaks down something we saw in an Eagles game. We're going to do something a bit different today as Hugh will break down probably the most watched event from the weekend. That's next. Lower your phone calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Cap off the NFL week with a chance to win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. New customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins on tonight's game. Give me the Texans. I'll take an anytime touchdown for Nico Collins and over receiving yards for Collins in his return to the lineup. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, official sportsbook part of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.